The pastor closed the door behind him and leaned heavily against it. He seemed to draw all the air in his study into his lungs and slowly sighed. Finally, he was alone. Finally, he could write his sermon. He cupped his hands and blew air into them to take the chill away from his fingers as he walked across the room. He tossed a couple of logs onto the fire and poked at the embers until the flames sprang to life. Then he leaned back in his chair and thought, "Where did the week go? How did I let this happen?" Then he angrily shook his head. It didn't matter. What mattered now was writing the sermon. He couldn't go to church without at least something prepared. Certainly not tomorrow, of all days. Before he grabbed his pen, he bowed his head and prayed. "Father in heaven, thank you for calling me to this work. Please, give me the words to speak for you. I put this sermon into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen." As he picked up his pen, he heard a knock on the door. His wife peeked her head in and smiled. "I know you're busy, but the kids are practicing for their piece tomorrow, and they really want you to come and listen." The pastor looked at the blank page in front of him, but he nodded his head. "Okay, I'll come and listen, but then I need to work." He sat down with his wife on the couch, and his three children stood proudly in the living room, and then the music began. The pastor and his wife clapped their hands softly as the children finished. Smiles from ear to ear spread across the children's faces as they gracefully bowed while giggling. He raced back into his study and sat down. He opened his Bible to Matthew's Gospel and read the story. The story he knew almost by heart, but no ideas came. His hand holding the pen hovered over the pages, and no words were written. What is going on here? I can always come up with something to preach. He looked outside and saw the snow still falling. Without thinking, his hands began to play with the old music box on his desk. Before long, music was drifting through the room. He smiled as he heard the familiar tune, and his mind began to drift back to that first night, that first telling of the birth. How many times has the story been told since? He wondered. Then his eyes gazed at the fire, dancing in the fireplace, as he listened to the story from so long ago. The music ended, but still no ideas for his sermon appeared. With a sigh that was more of a growl, he flipped open his Bible to the Gospel of Luke. After reading the story of Mary and the angel, the pastor rubbed his temples in frustration. Still no ideas. Why is this happening? Maybe because I've had so much to worry about lately. Not like when I was little. I wasn't stressed out about church making budget or families fighting. Lord, please, help me to stop worrying about giving and budget and everything else. Help me. Help me to remember what this season is all about. Amen. Holidays, that marvelous time of lights and family and singing, of Christmas cookies and presents. His mind wandered back to those Christmases of old. And he almost heard his mother singing as she decorated their old farmhouse. The pastor snapped back to reality as he looked at his pocket watch. Good heavens, I've never been this late in starting before. Desperate, he prayed again. Lord, I need your help. I give this sermon to you. I give the service tomorrow to you. In Jesus' name, amen. He picked up his pen to write something, anything, when the phone rang. Carol will get it, he thought. She knows I need to work. But then came the knock on the door. Honey, his wife sheepishly opened the door. I think you better take this. The Nevins were fighting again. You would think they would call a truce today of all days, the pastor thought, as he scraped the snow from his car. The sermon would have to wait. He turned the key, and the car groaned from the cold. Come on, start! He tried the key again, and this time the car reluctantly and with much complaint started. Well, maybe a drive will clear my head and help me come up with an idea to preach. As he drove, he flipped on the radio, and the song that was playing reminded him of another person who had carried bigger issues than fighting members and budgets and unwritten sermons. Thank you. As the song ended, the pastor prayed again while driving. Lord, thank you for reminding me that life is bigger than me. Please help me to trust you. I know you'll take care of the sermon, so I give it over to you. The snow was falling heavier as he made his way to the church. Suddenly, up ahead, he saw something on the side of the road. He slowed the car and peered through the blowing snow until he realized it was a man. Well, who in their right mind would be out walking in this weather? He glanced at his watch. I don't have time to stop. Surely someone else can do it. Someone else can pick him up and give him a ride. His thoughts swirled as another song floated out from the radio. Shaking his head, the pastor spoke out loud as he stopped his car and put it in reverse. There may have been no room for Jesus in the inn, but I can't leave this guy without some help tonight. The pastor tried to pretend that he didn't notice the disdain in his voice as he said, "This guy." The pastor's side door flew open and a figure slipped into the seat. Shaking off the snow, an old man looked over at the pastor. And the pastor noticed the man's wrinkles and bald head as he removed his hat. Why is some old-timer out in this snow, he thought. But then he saw the old man's eyes. The pastor did a double take as he pulled the car back onto the road. The eyes were bright and seemed way too young for someone so old. "What are you doing out driving in weather like this?" asked the old man with a laugh. "Well, you seem pretty chipper for being stuck out standing in the cold," the pastor growled back. "Well, why aren't you more full of holiday cheer then, if you're not stuck out in the cold?" "But it's a long story." "Well, at the pace we're traveling in this snow, we have time," the old man said. Oh, wait, I love this song. It's one of my favorites," said the old man, sounding more like a kid as he turned up the radio. And the pastor wasn't sure why. He never did this. But as they listened to the song, he began to share with this stranger everything on his mind. It just feels like God is a long ways away lately, the pastor ended. Well, that's usually how he feels when we try to do things all on our own. The pastor blinked. Was he doing things all on his own? Of course not. I've been praying all the time. I just need God to start answering. He thought to himself. Do you have children, preacher? The old man interrupted his thoughts. Why, yes, I do. Three of them. I bet they ask for a lot of things. Well, yeah, like most kids, sure they do. Do you always say yes to all their requests? Well, of course not. That wouldn't be good parenting. And why not? Well, because I know what's best for them, and I know what they really need versus what are only their wants. Very true, very true. Did you ever think it might be the same with God? The pastor started at the question, but before he could answer, well, kind sir, you brought me into town. Thank you. Thank you for giving me some of your time today on this most busiest of days for you. You can drop me off here. You brought me safely, and I thank you again for the lift. The old man seemed to spring up out of the car. Hey, you're welcome, and hey, if you're in town tomorrow, feel free to come by the church for service. Hey, what's your name? The pastor shouted as the snow engulfed the old man's retreating figure. Have a happy, happy, and a merry, merry, was the only reply. Strange old timer, he thought, as he pulled into the church. The Nevins were waiting for him, and they followed him into the study. The pastor sat down and tried to listen, but his eyes kept drifting to the clock as the precious minutes ticked away. He counseled both Mr. and Mrs. Nevins to start talking and listening to each other. And as they started to work through their issues, the pastor heard the choir singing from the sanctuary. The beautiful song drifted into his heart, and he thought about the old man's counsel to him. Thank you, Pastor. We feel much better now. Thank you for giving us some time today. We know you're really busy, the Nevins were saying. The pastor barely heard as he looked again at the clock. Oh, Lord, could you maybe stop time again like in the Old Testament? He thought those words, but he simply said, "You're welcome." On his way to the door, "Oh, Pastor, I'm so glad you're here tonight. I didn't expect to find you," said Bill, the church treasurer, carrying a briefcase full of several papers sticking out. "Well, how does it look, Bill?" Bill tried to smile, but his eyes betrayed the news. "I don't know, Pastor. I just don't know." "Well, end-of-the-year giving usually helps us catch up," the pastor offered back. "Well, that's true, but we've never been this far behind." The pastor's shoulders slumped at the news. Oh, sorry, Pastor, I shouldn't have mentioned anything today. You have enough on your plate. Hey, thanks for taking some time here with me. I'm sure all things will work out. You have a good evening with your family, said Bill as he headed out into the cold. The pastor's foot felt heavy on the pedal. He looked again at his pocket watch. He had to get home. He had to write this sermon. He knew the sun was setting soon. It was almost nighttime. I have a long night in store for me if I don't get this sermon done. Lord, please, calm my nerves right now and help me to trust you. Help me to listen to you, Lord. I give this to you. So give me what I need this night. Amen. As he finished his prayer, the next song came on the radio, and a slight grin appeared as the song began. Maybe God wasn't as far away as he had felt. Finally, the car slid to a stop at his house. Driving through the snow had made the trip twice as long as normal. He deftly made his way through the hallway, kissing his wife on the cheek, hugging his girls, and tussling his son's hair. And in a flash, he was back in his study. Finally, I can write this sermon. He bowed his head. Lord, I need some help with this. What do you want me to say tomorrow? I put this sermon in your hands. The service is yours. May it glorify you and encourage all your people. Amen. The pastor felt energized. This was it. Time to write. He grabbed his pen. Knock, knock, knock. The pen fell to the floor as he tossed his hands into the air. Immediately, three whirling figures flew into the room. Come on, Daddy. Come on. You got to see this. He tried to reprimand the children that they were not to interrupt him in his study, but they were too excited to listen. Finally, he gave in to their tugging little hands and followed them to the front door. There stood his wife, smiling and shrugging at the same time as she nodded toward the front porch. The pastor opened the door and felt a blast of cold air. The snow had lessened to only falling lightly now, and standing out in the snow with cherry red cheeks and smiling faces were carolers. But before he could explain to them how busy he was and how pressed for time, they broke into song. Thank you. After the carolers left, the pastor stopped him before he could disappear again. "Supper's ready." He started to protest until he saw the look in her eye. "It's Christmas Eve. The kids have helped me with the food. They're excited to have you home for supper tonight." He opened his mouth to explain, but she cut him off again. "You've been gone every night this week. They need this. We need this." He nodded. "You're right, of course. Let's eat." The smell of the food filled the room, and suddenly he realized he hadn't eaten since breakfast. He loved the meal, and he enjoyed hearing the kids talk about how excited they were for morning to come. He took a moment to look at his wife while she didn't see him looking. She's been busy too, he realized, getting everything ready by herself lately. As he started to help her clear the table, she told him, "You can go back to work now." He put his hand on her shoulder and turned her into his hug. "First, I'll help you clean up, and then let's do family worship." At worship time, the kids shared what they were thankful for. They sang songs. They tried to peek under the Christmas tree until Mom shooed them away. And then Jessica wanted to play the piano piece that she'd been working on. "Do you have time to listen, Daddy?" "Sure, honey. There's time." The kids were finally in bed. Exhausted, he leaned forward in his chair. No words coming. He set his Bible on his desk. "Maybe if I just rest my eyes for a little while." Sunshine fell through the window onto his face. "Why is my pillow so hard this morning?" The pastor thought. "Pillow? Morning?" His head snapped up off the desk so fast that a sheet of paper stuck to his face. "It's morning." He snatched the paper from his face and looked. Blank. Pages flipped everywhere as he frantically searched each one, all of them like the first. Blank. "I slept all night. I don't have a sermon ready. What am I going to do? Lord, I prayed all day yesterday, and I kept being interrupted. Phone calls, my kids, carolers, church members, some old guy. How could you let this happen?" All these thoughts raced through his mind as he and his family got ready for church. He was silent as they made their way down the snow-covered streets. The children sang Christmas songs in the back seat, but he didn't listen. He stared far away as his car seemed to make it to church on autopilot. He pulled into the church and he chuckled to himself. Well, I haven't been worried about the budget all last night. I've been too focused on not having a sermon prepared. He entered the foyer, and greetings came, not only from the greeters, but from other members as well, all wishing him a Merry Christmas. He tried to put on a cheerful expression, but he could not forget how God had not answered his prayers. He thought, I gave this sermon to you, Jesus. I wanted to come up with something great to honor your birth. I really needed you, Lord, to give me something. He slumped in his chair on the platform and did not notice the songs being sung at first. But then one broke through his cluttered mind. It felt like he'd been carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders. But now he listened and remembered how the weight of the entire world rested on the shoulders of a little baby born long ago. He listened as the song took him to a stable, to a manger, to a baby born king. The pastor slowly stood and walked to the pulpit. With a sigh, he prayed one more time to himself. Lord Jesus, I don't know what to do. The service is yours. Make it what we all need. Before he opened his mouth, and the church's head elder was suddenly at the pulpit with him. Pastor, if you don't mind, we have something planned today. The pastor's eyes widened. We know you have your sermon, and we're excited to hear it, but we want to hear it next week. A few of us were talking this morning, and we just felt impressed to share stories about you today. The pastor's mouth fell open. We want to thank you for all the time that you've given to us this past year. So go sit down with your family and relax. Today, the service is for Jesus and for you as servant. Dumbfounded, the pastor made his way to the pew to sit down next to his wife. His daughter, little Erica, climbed onto his lap, and they listened as one by one the members came up to share their blessings. Many of them told stories of how the pastor had been there for them in their time of need. They shared stories of how they were inspired by the services to go and help their friends, their neighbors, even strangers. And there were the Nevins standing at the pulpit, holding hands and smiling at each other, sharing how the pastor had given them his time just yesterday. More and more members came forward to share. All the pastor could do was listen and squeeze his wife's hand. He had worried all week about this special service. He'd been frustrated to no end, time and again by interruptions. He had no clue, no idea how this would work out. But somehow, God knew what he was doing all along. Suddenly, the pastor's children shuffled past him in the pew and up to the pulpit. Erica and Danny fidgeted next to each other, Erica playing with her dress and looking only at the ground, while little Danny stared straight ahead at the congregation like a very frozen and very frightened China doll. Jessica looked up at the microphone, trying to figure out a way to speak into it, until Elder Andrew scooped her up and held her to the mic. We just want to thank our daddy for spending Christmas Eve with us. He was busy writing, but he ate supper with us, and he even listened to me play my piano piece. Dad, you gave us your time. That's the best gift ever. The preacher could watch no more. His head bowed as tears welled in his eyes. Thank you, Jesus, he whispered. I'm sorry I didn't trust you. Thank you. Thank you for all of this. He shook his head as realization hit again that this day was not just about a baby given to a fallen world. It was about a God who was and still is all about giving. It's about a God who still does miracles, who still answers prayers, who somehow can use sinful people like him to teach about giving, even when the person who truly needed to learn the lesson the most was the preacher himself. His children walked off the platform, and Andrew invited the congregation to stand. There's no better testimony to end on than those kids. Why don't we all sing together? With heartfelt claps on the back, the pastor stood and sang with the congregation. He sang with all his might, and he meant every word. the pastor shook hands at the back door and thanked everyone for their kind words. Andrew smiled as he came through the line. "I hope you don't mind that we took over today. We were talking about you this morning in the foyer when an old guy, who must have been a visitor, asked me if we ever thought about telling you how we felt. I said we should do that someday, and he looked at me with strange eyes and said, 'Someday never comes, my boy. Tell him today.' So we thought, why not?" All of a sudden, the pastor's wide eyes were drawn to a break in the crowd, and he saw the old man from the day before across the room. The old man nodded and gave him a wink. Then the pastor lost him in the crowd as more people stepped forward to hug him. The pastor scanned the crowd, but try as he might, he could not find the old man again. Bill came up, grinning from ear to ear. "Pastor, we're going to be just fine," Bill said, shaking the bank bag of the day's giving. As the members wished him a joyous holiday, the pastor's wife came up as the last members left the church. And his wife handed him a card. "What's this?" he asked. "I don't know. Some old man I've never seen before asked if I would give it to you." Jessica, Danny, and Erica watched as their dad tore open this card with the excitement of a child on Christmas morning, and his eyes scanned the card. "Merry Christmas, preacher. After all, you said it was his service. You did give it to him. It is more blessed to give than receive, but he wanted to give you something today. Sincerely, Gabriel." "Who's Gabriel?" his wife asked. "Is everything okay?" "It is now," he said with a smile. "Let's go celebrate Christmas. I've got some presents I want to give to all of you." Erica jumped into her daddy's arms. "Do you want to open presents too, Daddy?" I think I just did, my dear. I think I just did. Will you bow your heads with me? Our gracious Heavenly Father, indeed it is so exciting to remember that this world, even though it may seem like a wreck, even though it may seem like a mess, even though our lives may get all turned up and twisted, Lord, thank you for reminding us that you have come to our world because you cared about us. Lord, you gave everything when you gave your Son. Help us now to be like you. Help us to go from this place with giving in our heart, that we may make a difference in our world. Lord, we love you. Thank you for this season, and thank you that you're not just coming once to this world, but you're coming again soon. Bless us until that day comes, for we pray it. And all those excited about his first birth and excited about his second coming said, amen. Amen. In Jesus' name, God bless you, each and every one.